The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's 6:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's a Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. We're looking for 14 miracle makers this hour. That's $15 a month, 50 cents a day, or one-time donation of $180. We have four. Thank you. We need 10 more. Let's get it done. We just talked to Dr. Jeff from the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. Now, we're joined by a young lady who had a child, Harris, at 22 weeks old. Good morning, Lauren Patero. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Tell me about Harris. How's he doing now? And then we'll get back to when he was 22 weeks old.
Sure. So Harris is now 19 months. He's, we still go by his corrected age, which is 15 months. But he is doing, I think, so much better than anyone ever expected of him. He's walking around. He's your typical boy, gets into anything and everything. From the outside, you'd have no clue what he had been through.
Hang on, Mom. You have no idea what's waiting for you down the road, but it's going to be an enjoyable journey. Tell me about how his journey started. So you're pregnant, and then what happens at 22 weeks?
Sure. So, we never really found out exactly what led to Harris being born so early. I had experienced minor complications throughout my pregnancy, which had all seemingly resolved. I began experiencing some bleeding, but even after two ultrasounds, there was still no indication that anything was wrong. I was told that it could lead to preterm labor, or I could go on to have a completely normal birth despite the bleeding. That all changed when my labor started at just 21 weeks and 4 days. I had been experiencing what I assumed was Braxton Hicks for a couple days prior to that, and I still didn't think I was in actual labor, but I decided to go and get checked out just kind of for peace of mind. We were pulling out of our neighborhood, and I looked at my husband, and I said, these are real contractions. Like, I just knew it. And that was, just the scariest moment of our lives, especially because...
I'm sorry, Lauren, but we're a little bit late, and I just wanted to get to Harris and what it meant for you when he was born so early and when you turned him over to the doctors in the NICU at Children's Hospital.
Oh, I mean, it meant everything to us. We went from Harris doing so well and making strides to come home, and then all of a sudden that changed overnight. His oxygen started dropping. He eventually was... re-intubated, and our doctors at our local hospital kind of got to the point where they said, we think he needs a higher level of care. And so that time, this was our second time being transferred, and we requested to be sent to Children's in New Orleans because we just felt like that was where he needed to be to get the care that he needed to be able to bring him home.
Is it an overstatement to say that if not for Children's Hospital, you don't have that young man running around today?
Oh, absolutely. They gave us our child, and they gave us and Harris the gift of life from, the bottom of our hearts. We're just so incredibly grateful to everyone that laid hands on Harris and for them to see Harris's life as one that was worth saving. There's a lot of doctors and hospitals that don't believe in viability at 22 weeks. And so we owe everything to the people who believed in our 22-weeker, and it's why we share his story.
Thank you, Lauren.
You know, his life is worth
so much. I know, basically, I mean, you just said it. They gave him his life, and for that, you're ever grateful. And that's why everybody needs, if you can, text CHNOLA to 51555 or call 888-780-8811. Make your donation. It's a Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brand Family Foundation for Children's Hospital New Orleans. Quick break for news now on WWL.